Greetings, lovely listeners. This is a story today that I'm going to share with you about my journey that is a great example of picking up a breadcrumb from spirit and trusting, even though you may be afraid, even though you may be nervous, but picking up that breadcrumb, trusting, and kind of taking that leap of faith. So the story begins, 6, 7, 8 years ago, when I moved down to Houston from Dallas-Fort Worth, which is about a 5-hour drive or 5-hour move from north to south in the state of Texas. And I want to kind of share with you listeners a little bit about my story, because I think it will help you navigate your own that you are creating with your own mediumship in the public venue. But, you know, 7, 8 years ago in Dallas-Fort Worth, I was in the heart of working monthly fairs. I was building up clientele. I was really loving my life as a medium. I didn't have a podcast. I didn't even have a website. I didn't even have a booking link or booking site. I was working fairs and absolutely loving it. And then one awesome day, my husband got a very blessed promotion that required a job physical location transfer with his job, and we were brought down to Houston. Now, as soon as I got to Houston, I researched what local holistic fairs there were because I was ready to jump into the scene and work them. And do you know, listeners, there was only one I could work a month. I worked the fair. The energy was not a vibe for me, and I never went back. And so I was in a space where I was not able to connect to the community with my mediumship, which is what I'd been doing for the past year or two. So I started a podcast and I went to work for one of those call-in psychic hotlines, you know, where I'd have my online profile. People could go and book with me there, last-minute sessions. And I got to really explore that arena, which it was a great experience, a whole different dynamic of working with mediumship. I'm so glad I did it. But I did that in my podcast and I kind of grew in a different way. I created my own space to have my mediumship in. With that podcast, I'd even go live on social media a lot. Instagram was not real huge at this time, but Facebook was. And I loved starting to have a presence on Facebook with my mediumship. In fact, I created groups for people to join with me telling my stories and sharing these beautiful stories of my sessions I'd had with clients about different spirit people that had come through, of course, with the client's permission. But it was really a very expansive sharing time. A time of discovery is what it was with my mediumship, you know, having this Facebook group, sharing with people that had known me my whole life in this closed group, starting my podcast. It was a time of sharing and vulnerability, not necessarily in fairs or with the community directly, but I had to put it out there, I guess. I always have had this innate desire to share mediumship with people and create a space where they could connect and discover it. But back to the story. So for about a year, I did my podcast and I ran my online group, did some live readings. And then one day, my husband, daughter, and I ventured out from our home that we had purchased in Houston. And even though we'd been in the city for over a year, we'd never ventured into this historic town of Richmond, Texas. But we did, you know, we made it, we got out and explored. And this was a very pivotal day, I think, in my life. I know in my life. It was monumental because this was a day when we went to explore the historic town of Richmond, Texas, just 15 minutes away from my home. It was a day that would change my life and catapult me into the community. So as my family and I were walking the streets of this historic town, Richmond, there was an antique shop that I was drawn to. And I walked into this antique shop that was located on Morton Street. And when I went inside, there was wasn't a busy shop. There was a lady working the front counter. And we all got to talking to this lady. And we come to find out that she actually was the one who ran the ghost tours for historic Richmond Square on Morton Street. And I couldn't believe it, listeners. Now, when she told me that, I had no doubt in my mind that I needed to tell her I was a psychic medium. I did not hold back. I did not hold on to that fear of judgment. In this small Texas historic town, I just openly expressed to the store owner of the antique shop who did the ghost tours, wow, I'm a psychic medium. And she was absolutely giddy and excited. Long story short, we talked a little bit and she asked me to sense who was around her. Now, this was another moment in this first meeting where, with this store owner, where I could have cowered in fear. I could have been shy. I could have said, I'm not that good. I'm not ready. You need to schedule a session with me. I could have said no, but I didn't. I faced that nervousness and that fear, and I read for her, and I brought through her uncle. Now, when the reading wrapped up, she obviously was very happy with it because she then looked at me, listeners, and said, I have a 9x9 foot office space in that back corner. Would you like to rent it for your office to give readings? And I'm going to tell you right now, listeners, my mouth dropped. And then I felt a ton of fear come in. And again, for the third time meeting this store owner, I was afraid. I could have said no. I could have said, I'm not ready. I could have said, I don't know if I make enough money on private clients to pay you. I could have said a lot of things other than yes, but I didn't. I looked right at this store owner and I said, yeah, sure. And that's when my life changed because I went from being my life changed when I accepted that office space, when I had the courage to accept that offer, when I had the courage to read for this store owner, when I had the courage to tell her I was a psychic medium. That's when my life changed and went from being a fair working meet and greet medium to being online in a Facebook group with a call-in psychic company and hosting lives. That's when I left that role and stepped into a role, I think, of service. A role I know for this community that I believe was of complete service. This was divine timing. And fast forward a few years down the road, and in this 9x9 foot office space, I'd come to be known as the community medium who would investigate the local museum that is in historic Richmond, this big white house, beautiful historic home. I would be called to investigate places in the historic town. I would be questioned by the local firefighters. I would be a presence for those that knew where to find me. I would get my online booking site started. And I would actually start making money. That was substantial at this profession. And I would come to be known as the Morton Street Medium because this antique shop with my 9x9 foot office in the back right corner of it was located on Morton Street. And I never pegged myself that name until one of the students of mine gave me a coffee mug with it written on it. And I said, Morton Street Medium. And they said, that's what you are. And I was like, I guess it is. But I tell you this story, listeners, because I think it's a good example of how spirit can present us with opportunities that we can very well be nervous or afraid of, and just be very vulnerable in it, in these offerings and these breadcrumbs. But if you actually have that courage to say yes and take the chance, actually, it's not even taking a chance. It's just believing in yourself with your mediumship, listeners. And if you have the courage to believe in yourself and share your essence with the physical world of people, okay, and step into an opportunity like I was given, the journey is one that is beyond words of gratitude. That little office space catapulted me into the community, and I never looked back. You know, the things I've done with the community, so many fundraisers I've donated my time for to help raise funds. So many people. I mean, I have more clients out of the Richmond area than I do the Sugar Land area where I live in. Of course, now my clientele is all over the world, a lot in the U.S., of course. But I am Richmond heavy. And I think it's because I physically started there, and in a small little historic town, word spread very quickly about the medium who was renting a space in the antique mall on Morton Street. So it's pretty cool. And to wrap up this podcast, listeners, what makes this story so special is that, you know, even though I was in that office space for almost 2 years, and I went on to be in a larger space 10 minutes down the road in Rosenberg for almost 2 years, and then even a larger space, 2,500 square foot space, store, retail, everything, for almost for another year, just over a year, even though I've been through all of that, right? I have come full circle back to Richmond, where I do my monthly demonstrations at Unwind Wine and Spirits Wine Bar, which is right next door to my old 9x9 foot office. And not only do I do monthly dems there, I just had my first offering ever of a group reading demonstration / ghost tour, which was, I guess, has always been my thought, to kind of make some sort of combination with that. But how amazing, listeners, is it that to come full circle back to the place where I started in this town, you know, 6 years later, 5 years later, it's 5 or 6 years later now, and bring something so amazing as such a confident, determined, accomplished medium. It's really surreal, you know? And in that antique shop, where, you know, that was where I gave my first group reading. I blink my eyes. I can't even believe it. And to go back there and give what I give now to the wine bar, Unwind, and Morton Street. It's just beautiful. And what I want you to know from this, listeners, again, is that I was brave. I believed in myself. And I stepped off the cliff and I went for the most beautiful flight of my life. Imagine me, you know, flying through the sky on a little hang glider, right? And it's been amazing. So I ask you to think, you know, where have your breadcrumbs been? What opportunities have you had that have presented themselves to you from spirit that, you know, have asked you to step up with your belief in yourself, your mediumship, your path? You know, have you done that? Have you risen to the offering? And if not, don't worry. There'll be no more breadcrumbs. And you know what? I hope you do rise up. I hope you do have the confidence to take that step, that leap of faith into your purpose. I know I did when I walked into that antique shop many years ago on Morton Street. And it's made all the difference picking up those breadcrumbs and trusting in myself and my mediumship. Until next time, listeners.